This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Ebola is now in the United States.
I have no doubt that we'll stop this in its tracks in the U.S. But I also have no doubt that as long as the outbreak continues in Africa, we need to be on our guard.
When news broke out that a man in Texas had come down with Ebola after traveling from Africa, the CDC's Thomas Frieden was in front of the media within hours trying to be reassuring, which, considering how Facebook, Twitter, and the cable news networks lit up with the Ebola is here story, that could be a tough job. How are the media doing covering this important medical story? Are they rational or going the Hollywood outbreak route? Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, nothing like a scary disease to get the attention of viewers, listeners, readers. Are the media helping or hurting the potential panic something like this could involve?
Well, that first case in the U.S. led to a host of cell phone alerts and breaking news alerts on cable, and they went like crazy on Facebook, like you said. And that's because in this environment that we live in, the first of anything scary and big is gold for the media, right? Even though that first story, every single media outlet looked exactly the same. There was a very limited amount of news, and everybody told the same story. Everybody got a huge spike in audience. It feeds the panic because we live in this hyper-vigilant media environment. That said, most media newsrooms are very aware of their tendency to use a lot of hyperbole and to talk about this in alarming terms, and they are consciously trying to dial that down.
An important aspect of a story like this is the science of Ebola, how it spreads, how it does not. Is the media getting that right?
Okay, science is always hard for journalists, and that's because we live in a world that doesn't necessarily embrace science and the nuance of science. So journalists, for the most part, are remembering to tell people that this is not an airborne disease, that this is spread by bodily fluids, that you have to have direct contact. But they're also, in the same sentence, saying, and it's in the United States. So I'd give them like a C on the science part of it.
I don't know if I would want to be this guy in Texas with Ebola. First of all, he's got Ebola, but his private life is about to explode.
Yeah, his name is out there. Many news outlets are using it. Some with good reason, others with not so good reason. Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of privacy these days.
Is that right or wrong?
You know, I don't think there's much of a journalistic reason for publishing his name.
What journalism can do best in this situation, I guess, would be to make sure that the medical community is doing its job. Early signs of that, revelations that this guy in Texas was sent home the first time he went to the ER. Sent home.
Right. There's a huge watchdog role for journalists to play here. So rather than focusing on the patient and his family, there are legitimate questions about whether healthcare workers are really trained, and that really is the most important role that reporters can play.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project, worst thing you've heard or seen in the media about Ebola?
Okay, so Huffington Post has a headline today, Secret Service doesn't want to be crass, but phew, Ebola.